The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you may be traveling. Hopefully you have that Odyssey app on your phone. Take us with you as you're traveling during these holidays that are upcoming. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, just go to CropMetcalf.com. Do that today. You got a three-man junk show here. Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitter. Go give a follow. Thank you in advance for that. Jason Bishop is with us.
Hey, happy Monday.
Hello, happy Monday to you. Eric Bickle is here.
Morning. It's weird. Valdez, we didn't do the Groundhog Day bit. Did you go to the bathroom and get your coffee like a few minutes before I got in?
Maybe.
Wow, I was just like shocked. I was like, man, you must be sick.
Got thrown off.
Well, it just threw me. I was like, normally I walk in and I catch Valdez and Jenks. And Jenks is walking in to go downstairs to his studio.
Yep.
And Valdez, like clockwork, around 5:53 is either entering or exiting the bathroom, and he goes there and he cleans his coffee thing or whatever he does, and then he fills it up with more coffee, and it just didn't happen. So I thought you were like dead or
it's
sick or maybe on vacation.
Because it's a routine, right?
Yeah,
it happens
every day.
It's a routine.
It's weird.
Maybe I was a couple minutes early.
You were a couple minutes early today, and it threw me off.
Huh.
I'm glad you're okay.
Thank you.
He is there.
He may have been thrown off because he faced Josh Allen this weekend in fantasy football.
Oh, did he?
So
really?
That was clearly tilting him. And look, anybody within earshot that faced Josh Allen, thoughts and prayers out to you, because most likely you lose a critical matchup if you're facing that dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First time ever a team has scored six touchdowns and turned the ball over zero times, and lost. Teams were 245 and zero. Mm-hmm. When they scored six touchdowns and didn't turn the ball over until last night.
Yeah, not just Josh Allen, but also Jordan Addison.
Oh, well, that hurts too.
I got spanked.
I took a much smaller L because I was perusing defenses to start this week, and I was like, I think the Bills are a decent start. They got me negative 4 points.
I went against Allen, Addison, Kittle.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
It's over, Johnny.
They must have scored 250 points.
Yeah. 191.
Sometimes the games become so lopsided, you just have to laugh at the result. Like, there's nothing you could do. I mean, you just trot out your best lineup, and guys just go nuclear.
It was a butt-whooping.
Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
These things happen sometimes.
Got to look at my scores.
Thielen in a full-point PPR. I mean,
that's 20 points.
You have to look at this.
I will look at that during the break.
You want to see a crime scene? It's the score right here.
Put some yellow tape around that that screenshot on your phone.
I had in one of my leagues. Now, I don't think I'm making the playoffs in this league because I'm going to be 8-6.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have enough points. The way they do it is the top four records.
Right.
And then the wild cards, 5th and 6th, are based on points. Mm-hmm. I don't have enough points. But I mean, I scored 141 points with still a few players to go. Josh Allen had 60 points last night for me.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen when you're responsible.
Why couldn't he have done that every week? And that'd be in the playoffs. But oh well. Anyway, so what's up? Everybody all right?
Everybody's good.
Did you recover from a non-Commanders weekend, Mr. Bickle?
Yeah, I had a wild weekend, but I guess Drivey wants me to save it to 7:20.
We'll do that.
Well, yeah, because you were talking about the fact that you had to go pick the car up, your son's car. You had the dental appointment.
I also had my urologist appointment.
You had the butt appointment.
Yes.
Yeah, you had a bunch of stuff going on.
I mean, so much. And then we had drama with my mother. And by the way, got to thank Crop Metcalf. I'm going to thank them a couple times today. They're unbelievable. My mom had what she considers a real crisis, and they came out like instantly. And put it this way, they're coming out again today, and I think they're bringing a backhoe. We got real issues.
That sounds very serious.
Is there a flooding issue in the basement?
I just got pipe issue. I'll tell you all about it. But basically, they're going to have to put in new pipes.
Crop Metcalf, make sure they call my friends at Miss Utility. I'm sure they take
so
all
the
those
pipes
steps
broke.
When they do it.
So one of the pipes broke.
The pipes have been corrupted by tree roots, okay, for a long time, and it needs to be resolved. Mm. So we're going to resolve it. But they've been so responsive and so nice. It's just
they're
amazing.
Does your mother or have someone come over before it gets really cold and unhook the hoses?
My brother's done that. Yeah, yeah. We have something over all of the things.
Right. So drain the water out of the pipes.
Yeah, we
so
have stuff. Yeah. It's not.
Because a lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
And they're risking
crack. I've done it before. I don't know if I do that like religiously.
Well, you should.
We just cut the water off.
You should.
I probably should do that.
Because if it's a really, really cold winter and that water gets in there and it freezes and it cracks the pipe, then you got major issues.
Yeah. Well, my mother has major issues, and thank God Crop is very responsive, and they're awesome, and everyone in the family's been stepping. My mom's staying with us right now. But I'll tell you, I mean, I'm barely scratching the surface of what happened this weekend.
All right, so we'll do that at 7:20.
Okay.
Lots going on in the
big barely scratching the surface. Oh, and I'm leaving at 8 today because I got to get a root canal.
Yes.
Another one.
They'll be digging in your mouth.
The one thing that made me feel better is I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he goes, yeah, I've had a million of them. He's like,
just nonchalant about it.
Yeah, he's like, I've had a million of them. I totally get it.
Yeah.
I got to go to my dentist tomorrow and just get a cavity filled. So that's not nearly as bad as what you got. But
no.
Still, it's still a pain in the butt.
A cavity filled is literally child's play. That's like cutting your toenails.
I know, but for me.
You laugh at that.
Yeah, I laugh.
I've had one other in my life. It's 45 minutes, he says. And, you know, you got to.
45 minutes?
He said 30 to 45 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, hopefully it's not 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to put a needle in there, numb it up, and then dig it out. I don't want to do it. I know I got to, but I don't want to.
What my guy, Dr. Mora, does up in Frederick, whenever I have a cavity, he puts a little Q-tip with some numbing, puts around it first.
Q-tip could wrap.
And then he hits you with the needle, so that it kind of numbs the needle a little bit.
Nice. Well, maybe that's what he does.
But
it's very comforting.
But this guy, I know these guys are the oral surgeons. They just hit you with the needles. They don't care.
I don't want to do that.
Well, a guy who had a way better day and weekend than all of us, his name's Juan Soto, former Washington National, who signed a 15-year, $765 million deal the New York Mets.
And the best part of it is, just from reading about it, by the way, I got a middle-of-the-night text from Vinny and Joe.
Oh, we're excited. Mets. We're pumped.
What zippy deferrals,
I mean, they
right?
called that at like 2 years
no
ago.
No deferred money.
We're going to get them.
Not one penny of it.
No.
Deferred.
No, here's the best part, too. He can opt out after 5 years.
Right.
If he decides to stay, they bump him up an extra $5 million the rest of the way. And it bumps the value of the contract to $800 million.
Yeah, what a great deal.
So when he turned down $450 million.
Yeah. That was a smart deal.
Yeah.
Smart move.
It was a genius.
Yeah.
Because
he's got a genius for an agent.
Steve Cohen, who owns the Mets, he laughs at $765 million. Oh, he looks at that figure and he goes,
what is he worth?
$20 billion, I believe, is his net.
So how many, I honestly don't even know how to count that high. So $760 million is close to $1 billion.
That is correct.
So he still has another $19 billion, but he's going to build revenue anyway. I mean,
he's made so much money from his hedge fund. He doesn't even think about this.
Billionaires
money.
Aren't in the habit of just giving away $1 billion, but it's essentially what he's doing.
It's an investment. Investment in his business.
Yeah,
he's making a massive investment in the New York. He's giving the double middle finger to the New York Yankees at the same time.
It's about,
which he loves.
What's it about? $51 million per year.
$51 million per.
And the Yankees offered $47 million. So the Yankees offered 16 years, $760 million.
Right.
Wow.
And so the average per year was down about $4 million. And he said, no, we're not doing that. We're going for the bigger deal.
Even though
it wasn't that much of a bigger of a deal, I mean, it's $4 million per year.
To land one of these megastars, you always have to do it. But, man, those last few years when he's like 38, 39, you know the production's going to go down. But I guess these
Doesn't
teams
matter.
Just don't care. They're
Doesn't
like,
matter.
We'll get 11 or 12 good years, and we'll sacrifice they those last want- three Or four bad
They
years.
Want to get back to a World Series. The last time they were in a World Series was about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Last time they won one, we were in high school. We were sophomores. Maybe freshmen.
86?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're desperate to get back to the World Series. But, you know, who knows if this will work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could have signed three or four guys, really good players, mm-hmm. for what they gave him.
Yep.
But, you know, he's one of the best hitters in the game.
Are the drinks flowing at the Foxy Gator, EB, because of the signing?
Well,
I can only imagine.
I mean, they called it 2 years ago. They were just laughing. They were like, it doesn't matter. Uncle Stevie's going to get him.
Stevie.
They knew it. They knew all along. And they're right. No one's going to outbid him.
Sure.
So they're going to get Juan Soto. They've been calling it for a year and a half.
Mm.
That's their guy.
Yeah. So we'll see. I don't know what impact that'll. I mean, he's one guy. I mean, I don't know.
My question for the listeners is 800-636-1067. Did you ever think for even 1 second that the Nats were real serious players for Juan Soto? If you want to weigh in on that, you can. 800-636-1067.
Some people
probably
did. I feel
like Dravy was trying to perpetuate that rumor.
But we knew that they weren't.
Right.
They weren't going to be able to compete with an offer like that.
No.
Dravy, I feel
no,
like.
No, it's not that they weren't able to compete. They don't want to compete.
Right.
Yeah. Correct.
That's probably true.
Yeah, they just don't want to be.
But that's not in their business model to lose that kind of money.
The business model is to not spend money.
Well, I think it's the business model.
Yeah,
the business model. I think the business model.
Keep the payroll low.
I think the business model ultimately, when it's all said and done, is to just stay profitable, not to lose money.
I think that they're going to have to spend a little bit more money this.
But you could still spend money and be profitable.
There's no reason the Toronto Blue Jays should be in it, and the Washington Nationals are not.
Right.
Well, just,
and the Blue Jays were in it till the very end, one of the final four teams or whatever it was. Look, everybody likes Juan Soto. He's on his, fourth team in 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
I know everyone hates the Yankees. You're going to hit next to Aaron Judge. EB was right. He was going to sign with whoever offered him $1 more.
Boris's
and
agent.
The Mets did.
Yes.
He'll be irrelevant in a few years, I think, because the Mets are losers. Every free agent signing, every big move they ever have made pretty much has blown up in their face. There's a second-class team in a first-class city. They're going to be losers forever. Mets are the Mets. Everyone knows it. I know everyone in Long Island is excited today, but they're losers.
I generally agree with that. You know what it reminds me of? I guess you would say, maybe if you're a real baseball guy, you think that what I'm going to say is farcical, but isn't Giancarlo Stanton, isn't he kind of irrelevant when he signed that big deal? I mean, he's still a factor, but he's not
had a ton of injuries.
Yeah, but he's not even close to the hitter that Soto is.
I agree, but he was the big money, 13-year, big-ass deal, 5-7 years ago, whatever.
Of course.
And it's not really. He's kind of whatever.
But I thought he got traded there.
Yeah,
he signed that deal with the Marlins.
Correct.
Yeah, then he got traded. Correct.
Correct. But the point is he signed a massive deal, It'll be who's the next sexy guy?
He signed a 13-year deal worth $325 million.
Which at that time was breathtaking.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I basically agree with that. Who's the next guy? Bobby Witt or something? Like, who's going to be guy that gets a 15-year, a billion-dollar deal?
I don't know if it'll get that much, but...
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know who it is. I have no idea.
Bobby Witt will get a huge deal.
Yeah.
I'm actually stunned. He knows who Bobby Witt is.
Yeah,
nice pull.
Well, he knew
a little bit.
He knew his dad.
I'm a little bit on top of it.
He knew his dad.
I'm a little bit on top of it. I keep a, you know,
baseball Bickle.
Keep some interest.
I know
in
EB
it.
Has a little bit of a soft spot for the Mets because of Vinny and Joe. But
yeah, I actually have no soft spot for them. I could care less about them.
I think you kind of like you're intrigued by them, or you, at least they're in your ear all the time.
Yeah. No, I'm just aware that Steve Cohen just has a boatload of money and he'll spend anything.
You're definitely going to bring them to Nats Park where their new Soto jersey.
I have to tell you.
AB, you want a Soto Mets jersey?
I could care less about the Mets. I haven't cared about the Mets since Daryl Strawberry was there. Now, when Straw was there and Gooden, I was borderline a Mets fan.
He loved the Mets back then.
I was borderline a Mets fan. I mean, they were like my favorite players in the mid-80s. But yeah, since then, I don't care about them.
You love the coked out Daryl Strawberry back in the day?
Dude, you don't understand. In like the baseball card world, he was like Ken Griffey Jr. before Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah, he was
like,
the guy.
He was the guy. Greatest name, New York, beautiful swing. And then Doc, I used to go to Wrigley Field and watch Doc Gooden pitch. You know, when they would play every summer, we would kind of go, oftentimes we saw the Mets. And,
I'm just shocked that Draft T-shirt called it a first-class city. That's the most shocking.
I don't know how they have Wrigley, you know, because they've made adjustments and added lights and all that stuff, and I'm sure they've changed it because I haven't been there in a long time. But they used to have the bullpen right next to, like, the first base line.
Right.
Is it still there?
At Wrigley?
I can remember as a kid.
It's got to be because there's nothing
behind
the outfield.
It.
Yeah.
So I can remember being 14, 15 years old, and Doc Gooden, like his rookie or second year, like warming up before the game, like 5 feet from us.
Right.
You know, when you're 15 years old, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Hey, EB, it's Vinny and Joe. Well, do you know what happens at Citi Field when somebody hits a big home run?
What happens?
What pops out? The Big Apple.
Big
the
Apple.
The Big Apple.
Yeah.
Comes
so
out,
think about
out
the fact that Soto turned down the 440 million just 2 years ago.
Right.
15 years. There was, none of that was deferred either, which was kind of shocking from the learners. And he makes another, just waits 2 years, and he makes another $325 million.
Great business call by him and his agent, obviously, to be patient and test the free agent market.
That's just unbelievable.
It's crazy. I can't even fathom it.
And Ohtani signed a huge deal, but that's all deferred. I mean, he's getting like $1 million a year.
Like 95% of his deferred money.
It makes Ohtani's deal just look like garbage.
Yeah. Right now.
Ohtani's probably like, he's like, maybe I should hire Boris.
I mean, Ohtani did not have Boris. He had somebody else.
I thought he did have Boris.
He had somebody else.
I'll have to look and see who his representation is.
Would Boris have agreed to 95% deferred?
I wouldn't think so.
I have no idea. It seems un-Boris-like.
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't do that, would he?
But, I mean, I just assume the Mets will still be sorry.
You just think that they'll still be terrible?
I mean,
they had a nice year.
They went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Everything went right for them.
They got hot.
They were having a terrible year in the first half, and then they got hot in the last, I don't know, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, they still got there and lost to the Dodgers.
Otani's agent's name is Nez Bilello. I've never heard.
He'll probably never have another client again. Now, he probably didn't care, but.
I mean, if you have Otani, you don't care about the rest of your client stable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you pay them cursory attention, but you have your prize bull right there.
He's going to be, that deal is deferred for 10 years. So he signed it last year, right? So 2033-ish?
He'll be fine.
When he starts getting $70 million a year?
I'm not worried about Shohei Ohtani's finances into the future. I think he's going to be all right.
But when you compare the two deals,
understood,
it looks nubby.
True. But then go look at what he's probably making in endorsements
just
in Japan alone.
He's killing it.
I don't know what that number is, but I'm guessing it's extraordinarily high.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure.
He's fine.
He doesn't need the money right now.
Right.
Well, Soto doesn't either.
It's going to be okay.
Soto has stupid
money.
They
also just threw in just a gratuitous $75 million signing bonus. So he has a little play money.
Good.
Can you imagine?
I would take any form of signing bonus.
Play money.
I would take a gift card to Starbucks level signing bonus.
It's like more than
Cakes. Never had one.
Bitcoin.
The jump in money in baseball in just the last few years has been insane. Yeah. I mean, we're approaching $1 billion. I mean, Bryce just signed 5 years ago, whatever it was.
What did he get? 450?
300.
Yeah, 330. That's all I got? Yeah.
A-Rod's
got peanuts.
Remember A-Rod's insane deal, the 250? Inflation-wise, that's like a $450 million deal.
Yeah.
And that was like an insane deal.
Now it gets trounced.
Then. Right. Yeah, it gets obliterated.
Yep. I know. It's dumb money for some of these superstars.
I remember when, I think it was Ricky Henderson, he got $3 million a season.
Right.
And that was a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It just shows you how old we are.
Well, remember,
it was a big deal,
remember
buddy.
Mike Trout's deal when he signed?
Yeah.
You know, people were falling over thinking about that. He's always hurt, but I mean, that was 12 years, $427 million.
By the way, speaking of how old we are, I know we got to go break. I guess Mike Dunleavy, was he a GM now, whatever he is? He's involved in personnel in front office.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I saw a picture of him. I can't believe how old he looks, like in the face. He's probably 40
yeah.
or something. And I mean...
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems like just yesterday when we were watching him play in college.
I know, but it wasn't just
and
yesterday.
And now he's an old face. Yeah.
He's 40. Yeah. He's 45.
45.
Can't believe he's 45.
And you look at him and he looks butt old. Yeah. Face is all hurt.
Right.
Yeah. Just can't believe it.
I haven't seen a picture.
The guy
of
who's going for a root canal.
You got no teeth.
His 10th root canal.
Yeah. I mean, obviously I look old. I mean, of course, but I just can't believe it.
Well, believe it. It's coming for all of us.
He'd probably say that about you if he knew you 15 years ago.
Probably would.
Mike Dunleavy Jr. is, I'm sorry, he's 44. He's 44.
Yeah. Tell him he looks terrible.
I'll let him know. Yeah, next time I talk to him.
He'll pass that along to him.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back here on the Junks, we will recap a wild week 14 in the NFL. And coming up later on the show, we'll be joined by CBS Sports' NFL expert, or kind of expert, Will Brinson's going to join the show coming up at 9 a.m. So lots to get to here on the Junks.